excited. It's me. Good night tonight. Hello, folks. Frelinart's subprime hero. I'm here with my friend.
Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
That's right. What's going on? You ready to get this brew going? All right.
We are Brewing Solutions in the Car Guy Coffee Cafe. Welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm excited. Tonight we have a special guest. It's a surprise guest for you guys. And it's somebody that we've known for a little while. And we've got to watch him build his brand up. And speaking of brand, that's going to be a huge topic tonight. Ooh. It's all about being your brand and how to be your brand. So, all right. Before further ado, let's get it going.
Yes, everybody to the cafe. Man, I'm pumped every time that music gets it kicking. Man, it just makes a whole arrangement of emotions start to kick up some excitement inside of me to get some fun stuff brewing. I mean, it's like a good taste going with a good sound,
man,
a good conversation,
yes,
with good people,
tell it.
All of that stuff combined get you ready for a great, great experience. So welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, where we hope that you are going to have an incredible experience just finding a way to upshift and uplift your mental mindset, your light illumination levels, and your expectancy levels of what it is that you expect to be great inside of this world that we get to live in. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here, too.
And I'm going to be wordy about it.
He is, you know, and that's okay. And that's what's so special about Lou. Lou has a way of putting words out there, and words are very important. Words are what people use to communicate, right? So when you're communicating and you have these words, you need to share these words. Make sure that you encourage other people. And people hear words so differently. So you have to sometimes, like Lou will do, put out a lot of words, because sometimes it just takes that one word that he said that'll change somebody's life, maybe just influence them enough to maybe encourage them to do something that's something they never believed they could do until now. So we're real excited tonight. We have somebody special to be here on the show with us tonight. He is all about building brands. And I think that if you guys sit down and listen to what he has to say, he's a very special person. He's got a huge heart. I mean, probably one of the biggest hearts out there. And we're real excited to have him on here. We've been wanting to have him on the show, and this was a great opportunity to do it. So thanks for being here tonight with
us. Come on in.
Tonight we have
Chris Gomez, welcome to the cafe. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Uh-oh. We lost your sound, my friend.
Lost the sound.
There it is.
There it is, yes. All right.
Woo. What's up, man? Welcome to our show. Welcome to the cafe.
Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I don't have to dance or anything with that lead-in, do I?
Well, there's plenty more to come from. There's plenty more where that came from, Chris.
Good.
A lot of the car guys and car gals that are listening or watching or getting the chance to get a glimpse of what's happening in the cafe right now don't know that you are a walking miracle. You are something that is quite the anomaly inside of what our minds can comprehend as far as what is physically capable of happening inside of a human body. And I'm excited to having a conversation with you and getting the chance to do what it is that we do best, and that's find a way to help other people with the gifts and tools that we've been given.
Absolutely. I'm comfortable saying I'm the most blessed guy you'll ever meet.
I believe that, and I think each one of us have been blessed in one way or the other, right?
Yes.
And understanding that blessing and understanding to take advantage of that and understand that there's so much more in life that you've been given as long as you move forward. And you were definitely a testament to that, and we love your story. Lou told me more about your story than I knew, and I remember just hearing it, and this was months ago he told me about it, and how powerful that is, and how, I mean, you were... Life is just so precious, and you know that beyond most people.
Sure.
And I'm so glad that you're here to be able to tell us this story. So tonight we're going to do some stuff a little different. We're going to start off with some fresh news tonight,
I think
it's going to be real exciting. But before we do anything, we always like to open our show with our guest on something special. I know it looks like you're holding. Are you holding your camera right now?
Trying to.
All right. You're going to have to get your. You're going to have to set it somewhere, my friend, because we're going to need you to free up your hands. We'll give you a second.
I knew I was going to have to dance.
No, you're not going to dance. You're just going to have to just...
We get that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. That's a perfect angle right there, Chris.
The customers need it, too. I didn't know I was
a good side. Dance.
Yes. Yeah, man, you got a great side there. So yeah, we always love to start our show off with Forgive, Focus, Fly. And Forgive, Focus, Fly is super important when it comes to our base, our foundation of what we're trying to do for everybody. And it's really important. Lou's super passionate about it, which means I'm super passionate about it. And I'm real excited to have you be part of this.
We did it?
We did it.
Dodgers won.
Oh, go Dodgers. All right.
And they stranded him on first.
Cool. Okay. Kind of busy. Love you.
That's great news. Hey, awesome. Folks, if you're watching this now and you're a sports fan, the Dodgers just won. How awesome is that?
Our blood is baseball in this family.
That's awesome. And that's actually really cool because baseball is an American sport all day, and it's such a traditional sport, and it's a foundation of this country too. So we're talking about foundation. That's pretty awesome that you love baseball like that. It's a great sport to be a fan of and to watch the history of, because there's so much history in baseball, and baseball's been part of a lot of different parts of history. So it's really amazing sport. So that being said, you know, we're gonna get to it, but Forgive, Focus, Fly is getting ready to go down. Lou, break it down.
It's a shame,
because
it's one.
Oh, sorry. I'm three strikes out at the old ball game. That's right.
Play ball. All right.
Kill him, so,
this is how we're getting. That's right. This is how we're getting ready to fly, everybody. We are going to apply the three Fs so that we can keep growing. It's definitely something you got to do if you're ever going to pick up a bat, try to hit a home run in life. You got to forgive the strikeouts. You got to forgive the base hits that didn't actually turn into hits, and the outs, all of those pop flies and things that you got to forgive yourself for. Let's do it now. So cross your arms with me there, Chris, and we're going to wipe it off. Forgive, focus, fly on three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Did you see my illustration of the guy doing that?
And fly. Oh, keep growing.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I practiced.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did it.
I did it. Like every day at 10 in the morning, I would do a little practicing.
Nice. So let's get to this. Let's get to it, man. Let's introduce this, Lou.
All right. So let's see. This is a fresh news meeting where we get the chance to talk about the great things that is going on right now for you car guys and car gals in the industry that are trying to find a way to build your brand, whether you're a dealership, whether you're a salesperson, whether you're a finance manager, whether you're a sales manager, whatever level it is or whatever title it is that you carry inside of the organization, you are a brand yourself. And Chris is an expert at helping you figure out your brand and put it into place. So, Chris, we want to talk about the great news and the great things that are going on with you right now and how it is that you're helping car guys and car gals that are out there trying to take care of their families.
Yeah, and
you can separate it, you know, people or individuals from dealerships, because I kind of, you know, I'm passionate about both. Right now I think the energy is with my LinkedIn executive program. On LinkedIn you hear over and over and over again. I mean, I can't tell you how many times a day I hear, I want to build my brand, but I don't know who I am. And, So I built a program called the LinkedIn Executive that is designed to augment personal branding. Hmm. A little background. About 3 years ago, I sort of got serious about LinkedIn. I've been on since like the year 2000 or something. But anyway, I didn't really, you know, use it. So I came on and I'm looking through, and there's all these guys going, I build your brand with digital marketing. And you know, I'm an easygoing guy, so I didn't get really excited. Actually, I threatened their life because they're not building brands. So I'd get in conflict. But you're not building a brand. You're not building a brand. How can you tell people you will build their brand? You're a liar. And after calling a bunch of really nice people a liar, and then I came to the realization that what they meant by build was to build awareness. And with social media and digital marketing, and so I'm comfy with that. So now what I've done, or what I did then, was I built a methodology for crafting somebody's actual brand, and then let the personal branding strategies build their brand. Or, you know, in my day, in my day, I mean, it's building awareness, but it's just getting you out there. So I created a methodology. I'm a nut about methodologies. In fact, the method that most brand developers use today, I actually created back in 1999. They don't know that, and they'd probably get pissed off if they knew. But so I created a methodology for taking an individual, and you know, this brand has got to be toward advancing their career or you know, in a professional sense. So I'm searching all around, and I found this. I found academia was working on something called leadership role occupancy. And, you know, they're probably 10 years away from finishing it and all this. And theirs is really deep. But I got the basic understanding of what they were trying to do. And it goes to DNA. It goes to lineage. And so what now, if you went to like a Robert Half or something like that and you got your evaluation, they base their evaluation on what's called environmental traits, your past, your education, your job history, et cetera, et cetera. They call that environmental. So what I did was I took pieces of this leadership role occupancy, which goes through your lineage, your father, your grandfather, your, you know, all the leadership traits that they carried that you are bound to get. You have them without even trying. So I built a methodology that I can take somebody, an individual, and I can craft their brand, the Lincoln Executive brand. And it's a blast for me. And it's so awesome. It's having such great effect for my clients that, I mean, you probably read some of the posts. These people are doing backflips. They're amazed at how I can come to a conclusion. And then when they read my conclusion and look at my brand makeup, they're like, how did he know all this? I had a half hour conversation with him. So it's very cool. LinkedIn Executive, and I'm helping people become who they want to be.
That's really awesome news. And that's something that I could tell you're super passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, you like you said, the last 3 years in LinkedIn, mm-hmm. I think there's been some major growth going on in there. And mm-hmm. I think there's been a lot of great influencers that come in, people who talked about, like what you said, they talk a game, but what do they really offer and what are they mm-hmm. trying to bring? I think mm-hmm. that you really, you know, dove deep into it and you figured out what the meaning behind it is and what you're trying to bring up and what you're trying to do is really, man, that's awesome. And I think, like you said, you've been doing it for a long time anyway already. Yes. Now you're just bringing it up into this type of
atmosphere. Longer than you've been alive.
Hey, that's a long time. So that's amazing. You know, so, you know, time flies. That's for sure. So we definitely want to bring that up because we're all about branding. We're all about trying to be your own personal brand. We also have our, you know, business brand. We have so many things that we're talking about, but then they all have to bleed together in a sense. So you have to
do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that so much. The whole point, you know, is like building this brand, it's something that it's really nice about building a brand and really being passionate about it is it brings you to accountability. Like there's something you have to hold up to that end of the bargain, mm-hmm. right? Because if you don't, things fall apart extremely fast because people will see right through the bullcrap.
Clearly. And so you have to hate bullshit.
Right. And so you have to do it all. You have to make sure that you're passionate. You have to make sure that you're doing those things every single day, trying to be better, trying to be brand focused, trying to make sure that you're getting it out there. You're doing the work to make sure it gets out there, you know, and it's so key. There's a lot of people out there that are doing it right now. And I really love watching them, seeing what they're doing. I love what you're doing. Your posts are getting cleaner, prettier. I mean, everything about them is more attractive. I don't know what it is, but you know what you're doing and it looks really, really good. I'm excited.
I can tell you there's a story behind that. I had decades and decades of experience with the global ad agencies and brand developers.
Sure.
When I died, I was one of the top 10 brand developers in the world. And then I didn't even know my own name, so you know, it didn't matter anymore. But I spent so much time with the global agencies, and I was creative director on three continents for Fortune 500 accounts, you know, Honda, Hilton, just on and on and on. And I'm really aware of this stuff now because it's data, you know, because I didn't remember anything. So I could tell you every minute of my life. But at any rate, so with that, I built some of the best campaigns and the best of the best brands. Well, about a month ago, I was building my ads. You know, when a business owner produces his posts, his ads, it's a lot different than an agency building it for you. You have pressures and stresses that you have only because you're a business owner. So about a month ago, I'm pumping out all my, you know, couple of posts a day. Boom, got to do it. Well, I get a message from someone you probably know that's a creative director. He's a young creative director, but he's a creative director for a global ad agency. And he was holding me accountable. He's all, hey, I know you can do better than that. What are you doing? Are you lazy? You know, what's going on with you? And he was pretty rough. And I talked to him. We conversed a couple times, and he was absolutely right. As a business owner, I was producing stuff that clearly wasn't up to my level and ability of producing work for somebody else. So I took a few days and revamped everything, and that's what you see now. So now you see the kind of work that I did when I worked for clients, and every post and ad that you see now, it's getting great attention, and it's getting the point across really well now. I'm not just putting out features and benefits, which is depth. So it's working really well, and thank you for noticing.
Hey, you know, thank you for doing what you're supposed to do, and it's that's that kind of stuff that inspires me. You know, as I've been growing, I've been, you know, watching what people do, and I'm a huge study of my game, you know, and I love to watch what's going on, see the difference, and noticing things like that, how that can actually really, perception is so huge to clients, right? So when they see something and you're telling them you could do something, and then they see what you're doing, and they're like, well, hold on, you can do this, but your product that you're producing for your own personal brand is subpar, so it's time. And it was honestly, Chris, it was never subpar. It's just that you're right.
Could you
do better? Yes, you could.
Yes,
and you did do better. And you did do better. And that's the key to anything. You know, this whole, you know, keep growing. And that's what you did there. You're keep growing. And right now, you've been through some stuff. And here soon, when we get to the five liner, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask some questions. And, you know, you're going to be able to tell more about, you know, you mentioned a moment ago when you died. And that's a huge story that I think we need to bring up so people can hear your backstory.
Because he just slipped it in there, right?
He slipped it in when I died. Yeah, he did it. Yeah. He did it all night. Yeah.
So it's third party for me. Seriously, it's third party. You know, when I talk about it, I have no connection.
That's so amazing.
You guys got to listen to this.
Before we go any further, I want to throw in, some people jumped in here. They said hi. We got Jason Harris. What's up, Jason?
What's
Harris?
What's going on, Jason?
Mr. Strategy Mob himself, the boss.
I'm trying to get him to pick another color except orange.
No, he won't do it.
We got Christina.
I'm just joking,
Cooper.
Jason. I'm joking. I love the orange. I'm just messing with you. I take photos and I take screen captures and I change the color of the tie and everything. Then I send it to him.
Do you?
That's funny. He says, Christina says, what's up, guys? Finally, I get alerted. Let's go. Thank you for being here tonight. We got Kendrick.
Welcome.
Kendrick's always saying hi. I love that guy. What's up, Kendrick? Hope you're doing well.
Brother.
Then we have Angela.
What up, Angela?
Angela Schultz. She says, hi, Chris.
Yeah,
I love
Angela.
She's amazing.
About morals, Angela.
Let's see. I do. He's amazing. Yes. Then we got Kenneth Dunner. Now, this is a new guy. He's been watching us a lot lately, and I really appreciate his amazing comments. Check it out. The conversation tonight in the coffee cafe sounds so scrumptiously, deliciously, edibly, tasty good, gents. his description.
Just getting started.
Can you say that? Is it said with an accent? Like, what kind of an accent is it? You know what I mean? Is it an English one? Is, you know, what? How does that come out? I need to hear that sound.
And then Angela Schultz says, "Yay, Dodgers!" Yes.
Yes.
Rob, yes. That's awesome. She's right. Charles Higgins jumped in. Charles, man, thank you. He says, rocking the new red handle mug. Yes, folks, these are available at the cafe right now. Make sure you get one of these. These are amazing. They make this brew taste even better. I'm not playing. And you just look cool with the red mug, you know?
It's a caffeinated consistency catcher. That's what it is.
It's exactly what it is. So, folks, make sure you get you one of those. And then Charles Higgins says, have to be genuine. You're right. Angela says, 100%. She throws in a bunch of hand claps.
Yeah, I love what she's doing. Her posts are cool.
Oh, Angela's amazing. She's got a huge heart, you know, and she's very passionate about what she does, the people she's helping, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, she has a huge future, and she's already, you know,
she's
developed.
Awesome.
Yeah, she is. No matter our age, we always need to be growing and improving. You're right, Angela. So let's keep rolling through this. Oh, Jason Harris says, what's up, guys? LOL.
What's up?
One more time. He goes, it was great. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, he's talking about the tie thing. Yeah. That's awesome. And that's great that, you know, appreciate you all for jumping in and commenting. And, you know, it's showing support for Chris. Chris is an amazing person. We're so, like I said, we're so happy to have him here on the show tonight. Yes. And we're going to get to this five-liner, and this five-liner is...
Damn happy to be here.
Yeah, and we're... Man, I know you are, just like we are, too, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Five-liner is coming. We'll be right back in
a few seconds, folks. Help us
get
this party started. Tag a car guy, tag a car gal, and share this around real quick. We're coming back with some great news inside of a five-liner. Oh, it's about to be some good brewing. Hold on. Watch this. We'll be right back. Yes, break time.
That was tight.
Right. So sorry about that. Wow. Woo, that was loud. So sorry about that, folks. We are back, and we're excited. We're getting ready to drop the five-liner on y'all. And this five-liner is all about Mr. Chris Power Gomez. And this, we're going to ask you five questions tonight. And the first question is always the same question I ask everybody. And these questions are all just all about you. So please just, you know, be as honest as you want to be. You can talk as long as you need to answer these questions. If it takes multiple answers, I'm all about it. It's all about you. So, Chris, number one question I ask everyone is, what is your purpose? What's your why? What drives you every single day to get up and keep growing?
My kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Clearly. That's why I'm alive. It's pretty damn obvious. Yeah. My kids are extraordinary. You know, there was a time when I didn't know who I was, and my son had to be the dad. And, you know, the two of them, I have a son that's 27 and a daughter that's 25, and they're conquering the world like nobody's business. And they had to, when I died, they had to the next morning, I'm probably taking too much time, but we lived in San Diego because I was building a baseball player, and that's the place to build one. And we were out of town in Westlake Village, is where I grew up and my wife grew up. And we were visiting my in-laws, and my son was at a local facility working on a swing, which he's done every night since he was 9 years old. I decided to walk down to see him, to watch him, and I never made it. So my two kids had to go from being, you know, regular kids. I guess from what I understand, I raised them with good values and purpose and all that, but they went from zero to everything in a day, literally. They didn't know where I was. I was a John Doe for 48 hours because evidently my wallet flew bushes or something. And so the next morning they had to walk into a new high school, and they never went home. So, but anyway, my purpose is my kids. Even at their age, I text them every morning of what I think their day should be in regard to in regard to, you know, their purpose for the day. And again, it's great. I mean, I don't understand. When I grew up, you know, I walked out of the house at like 17 and a half, you know, and never looked back. And you talk to parents from that generation, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they got to go. They got to be their own adult. Oh, well, listen, I got to tell you, I'm going to be raising these kids until I die. And I just think if you have somebody that can do that, bring value, bring knowledge, bring experience, then why wouldn't you? So that's why I'm here. I'm here to raise my kids.
I love it. And that's
such honor.
That is such honor. And that's something that it's sad to say, it's old school, you know, and people need to be that way. And I feel the same way. I have one child. And for me, he is a huge, huge purpose for me. He is 17. Well, again, he turned 17 here in 2 weeks. And
baseball?
Basketball. I wish he played some baseball, but basketball. I live in Kentucky. Kentucky's more of a basketball state, you know. But he's definitely he's a great athlete, but he's just a great young man.
It's about being a good human, is what it's about.
And he totally is. He has one of the biggest hearts I know, and I'm very lucky. I feel very passionate, and he's exactly the same way. Like for me, it'll be to the day I die, I will be continuing being his father. I will always be trying to help him and help him, you know, have the best of his life, you know. And I can't wait to see him one day do the same for his children. But I can wait. Yeah. I can wait. I can pump the brakes on that, but I'm definitely looking forward to that. But I love that you're passionate about your kids, you know. And I know that, you know, if there's any reason to want to get up every single day and do something, why not? You know, the children are beautiful. And, you know, whether they're 50-year-olds, your child's 50 or your child's 5, they're all beautiful, and they're your kids. There's no one else that could ever replace
them. I think there's another benefit to that. It's involuntary, but there's another benefit is, you know, when it comes to business, I've got 4 decades in my profession and this and that, but there's no play in my game. You know, I do what I do because it's professional, and I'm not trying to win any awards. I'm not trying to, you know, it's like I said, it's on my sleeve. So I am what I am. I have a life. I have 2 kids that are just conquering the world. And so when I step into business, what you see is what you get.
Love it.
Right. Man. I mean, that's a key piece that is fixed in there, folks, when really just looking at who it is that this incredible solutionary is and what it is that he's finding great worth in. Know that he's helping other people find identity. And it's so easy to help other people find something as key as identity, which you need in order to build your brand. If you don't have a clear identity of, one, identifying who you're going to help and what source, what it is that you have to help them. You know what I mean? What is it that you bring to the table to help the customer?
Exactly. It's a value point and differentiator. Same as business. Works for an individual. And I like to use the word craft. You have to craft your brand. It's huge. Listen, proliferation is nothing without first crafting your brand. Otherwise, you're just spewing.
That's right. That's completely the truth. And I mean, because a lot of times people are so quick to spit products out and spit services to try to make the exchange in order to make money, right? A hustler is a hustler, right? A hustler is always going to find a way to make money. But when you're trying to build a brand, you are creating a commitment level to the brand itself, but also to the clients in which that you're making the commitment to.
Oh, yeah. From a brandeer's standpoint, the responsibility is horrendous when you think about it. You know, I'm accountable today and 5 years from now. I use 5 years as the platform. I also help the LinkedIn executive people craft their career path. And then I set up, 6-month milestones through 5 years. And so I call it a success path, because it is, if you just walk this thing. But I craft it based on them. It's not about me. It's about them, their goals, their dreams, and the reality of who and what they are, if they can achieve that. We don't put something out there that is unachievable, because that doesn't do anybody any good. But point is, for a brand developer, for a brandier, the responsibility is huge. For a product or service, the marketplace is moving so quickly right now. In regard to brands and products and services and offerings and all that this is no time to be effing up. I mean, excuse me, but the reality is you put out a brand that doesn't work, you're screwed. You'll get dumped so fast. This is what's crazy. And tell me if I'm speaking too long or bore you.
Your show. Let's go.
When I came up through the brand ranks, if you will, I've been through every phase of branding, lifestyles branding, essence branding, you know, on and on and on. And they all get closer to the person, the customer, as a person, as a human being. And we get closer and closer every year. Now, the customer, consumer, whatever you want to call them, the customer expects a brand to be an involuntary part of their lifestyle without them knowing anything about it. It has to just fit or they'll cast it away. Now, that's some pretty serious pressure, both for the product company owner that brand and that product is his life and livelihood, but also the guy that's going to develop it has a pretty serious responsibility of developing it properly and managing it. Now, management right now is something that most brand developers won't even touch. They roll out a brand and they go, thanks, you know, check. Management is the most important thing right now. They're saying that you should manage your brand the way you manage your website right now. That means you're updating it weekly. So now when I build a brand, this isn't necessarily an individual's brand. This is a product, company, service. When I build a brand, I build in elements of visual and verbal pieces, chunks, that I can modify moving forward to change the way of the thinking of the customer. And now I built a management program. It's the first time I've ever built a management program that for a monthly fee, and it's really, really small monthly fee, but the idea is every week I have a conversation with the brand owner about what he thinks are changes in the marketplace and in the customer. And then I allow three changes, modifications, actual changes to the brand three times a year for no charge. So what it entails is you have to buy a brand modification, not a brand refresh, but it's a very simple modification, so that I can then manage it moving forward and have pieces that I can change and modify and update moving forward. That's the way business has to be run now if you want to stay relevant.
Oh, gosh. Wow. That is some really, really key points. I love what you just dropped there for everybody.
Wow.
Did you just listen to him? You know, ever-changing, evolving, those words are key. And he's showing that's the truth. He's like, he's 40 years, folks, 40-plus years that he has been involved in this type of business. He understands that brand, even 40 years ago, all the way to today, how important that brand is and how you have to change it up. You have to switch it up to the point where he offers three changes in a year with his branding. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Management of your brand. A lot of people will just build a brand, they'll make it, and then they just try to roll with that, and that's
it. It's pretty shade of blue.
Right. And then what happens is it's hot for the first couple months, and then all of a sudden it just fades away because there's no adjustments figuring out what their current market is, like he was talking about. Man, Chris, man, that's amazing that you think that deep. Folks, and that's the idea that when you're looking for somebody to help you with that type of thing, that's the type of mentality you need to be looking for. Not somebody who says, hey, I can make you a cool website, I can do this, no, you want somebody who's going to help you
understand,
evolve with your brand, help you grow with your brand, help you learn why that's important. He makes really good points, and I'm glad you brought that up. So,
I mean, in any case scenario, salespeople, anybody in any way that is trying to get a product to somebody else, they're trying to make sure that they're giving you what you're looking for. And the only way to know that is if you know you contain it. You know that your brand has that. And as you make that correlation from coming up through years and years and years of seeing so many things adjust, the key thing inside of any brand has to be its ability to adapt, to have an adaptability to it in order to be relevant when things start to change. And otherwise, it goes away. You know, you guys see us. Tell me whether or not we're busy enough with our screens and all of our logo and all that crazy stuff, right? But the most recognizable thing inside of this entire screen that we all see is this thing right here is still this soda that you can see pointing at the top of the screen is this Coca-Cola symbol because it's so seared into every element of our functional life. it is such a recognizable brand that seems to always be consistent in what it delivers. And it finds a way to communicate that to its people all over the place. I want this brand to look as much as recognizable as that brand.
I mean, come on.
And
I mean,
the key thing is worldwide. They know who they are.
You don't even have to be able to read. You just know what that is.
Yep. Bing bong.
That's one of the greatest lifestyles brands. And, you know, there's not many brands that can be lifestyles brands. Back when I worked for the global agencies, we wanted to build what's called top tier brands, and those are just brands that create equity and they just run themselves. I've built some myself, but the reality is okay. You know, we're in the data years. I happen to be on the fence about how important data is, because the unfortunate thing is when we were building brands like Coca-Cola. There was no data. The data was focus groups and the guy you hired, and you hired him because he was good and he was a professional in that space. And now they'll stare at data literally, you know, hoping something comes out and hits them in the face that's going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Digital marketing and data, it's all very important, but it can't be the lead. It can't be your torpedo. It has to be reasons why. And when you're building a brand, you still have to hire somebody that you trust in having gut and having an understanding of what a brand is and how to do it and thought for tomorrow. And you know, what I was going to say was even a product, service, corporate brand, which are all different things, they rely and are part of and a result of a human being. The person that the visionary that started that company is never going to go away from that brand. And you spoke of like energy points, like when you first launch something, you get energy. Well, that does play into a management program, because every time you change something, you create new energy, and that's very important. And every time you instill the personality of the visionary into that brand and reinstill it and re-energize it, that's what you get. You're going to get new energy. And energy, it's all about human. It's all about energy in any brand. I don't care if it's a mechanical product. I don't care if it's a machine. I don't care what it is. The brand has to go back to someone, a human being, because human beings need something to relate to. So that's why I love doing the personal branding. Sorry, the Lincoln executive branding.
That's awesome.
Because it's so about, I mean, it's, my methodology is so about that person and his lineage. It's awesome. The LinkedIn Executive Program is freaking awesome. I don't know if you've noticed the posts lately of my clients, but like I said, they're doing backflips.
I believe it.
And that's super exciting, not just for you, but for your clients. And your clients are – that is the telltale sign of things. When your clients are raving about what you're doing, then you know you're doing the right thing. Because that's what it is. We all are providing services. We're servants, right? We're helping people. We're helping other ones become. We're helping them become more. And what you're doing is amazing. And I love that you're using the power of your mind, that mind of yours. You know, and
it used to be a little tighter.
So let's get back to that story a little bit. Lou, did you ever get to your question?
Well, no, I didn't get to my question. Yet,
no, I blew it.
Because sorry, it's okay. No.
This is all about the rabbit trail. That's fine. We want that. We need that. This whole five liners designed to draw all this out. So we're happy to pull you through.
We're only on number two.
To get the best.
We're not even on number two yet. We're not even there yet.
I still got to wind up for it.
But we love it. We love it.
But no, we talk about a couple things, and there's something, again, that is a key piece of who it is that you are. And this is the reason why, you know, I felt so attracted to you. I appreciate the relationship that we've had over this time. We've had the chance
to have great conversations.
Yes, we had some great talks. There's so much that's in similar backstories between some of the injuries that you've had and the miracle that is my father's testimony as well. And there's so much he's still doing great, still doing well. I'm still believing that one day his tongue's going to get loose and he's going to get the chance to speak to me again. But he's,
you know, I lose my ability to speak at least once a month. The same asphasia. It's just, it's a dream. Wow. Love your dad.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, the concern. He's definitely trying to make sure that he's making people around him smile anytime that you are around him. He's always kind of poking fun, always trying to get people to smile, which is ultimately, at the end of the day, what I want to try to do anytime I get the chance to be with people, because it does help us to build up our day. And a key piece of that is knowing who it is that we are, having a clear understanding of our identity. You are identified more in who it is that you are and rooted in why you do what you do so firm that it's easy for you to help other people create the stamp that is them. You can help identify who the customer is, and you can help identify who your client is, because you know who it is that you are.
I believe that's true.
That's it.
Because I looked it up.
Yeah, that's something that's real. So speaking of who it is that you are and we are and who's helping all this come together, I do want to say thank you for Think Ad Group and Elite F&I Partners for being our sponsors and for helping us rock some swag with their brands all over it, because they are helping to make sure that this message gets out to all of the solutionaries out there that want to find ways to just make the world a better place. So thank you to them. But here's question number two. Here we go.